You are promised a miracle.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted and thrilled to be here again, bringing you this daily personal empowerment, Take It to the Limit podcast. Thank you for sharing this podcast all over the net. It makes us so happy because we're able to reach more people with an empowering message on a daily basis. Hey, we've been doing this since 2009. We're not Johnny Come Latelys. We are in the trenches with you, helping you advance your career to the next level. Build that business that you've always dreamt about. Have an incredible love life. Find your soulmate. Increase your vitality and your health. Oh, it's all good. It's all good. And we got your back right here. And so thank you so much for being here with us. You're promised a miracle, but you've got to do a few things to put yourself in a position to receive that miracle. Are you ready? Are you really ready? Has it happened yet that you are finally in a position to put yourself in a place where you can win? I'm going to give you some tips. Some things that I want you to stop doing that are clogging the miracle pipeline. You know, there are people that receive miracles all the time. They're constantly bombarded by miracles. Big ones too. Big ones. But they expect it. They believe it. And they don't clog the miracle pipeline. They don't waste time feeling sorry for themselves. You know, when things happen, and stuff does happen, this is called life, right? I understand, okay, you lost somebody special to you. You're grieving right now, perhaps. Your business failed. But let's get through this as quickly and as painlessly as possible and not waste time feeling sorry for ourselves. Because when you feel sorry for yourself, you put out a very, very low vibration. Kinesthetically, it's like really low. And guess what? You attract more of the same BS into your life. Well, I don't want you to clog that miracle pipeline. You have a miracle coming. But you can't give away your power anymore. There are all kinds of people that are going to tell you, you're too fat, you're too old, you're too white, you're too black, you're too bald. The list can go on and on and on and on. You are no longer giving away your power. And you're not going to shy away from change anymore. Look at, change is just inevitable. We have a line in a ritual that we do in the Golden Dawn that says, changing ever, yet ever the same. It's all the same at one level, but there's constant change going on in your life. And you need to learn to flow with it. Otherwise, you become rigid. You become, stiff. And that clogs the miracle pipeline. There are some things in life that just are out of control, at least for the time being. at least for the time being. So let's not focus on those. Write down the things you can change. Have that micro goal list prepared every day where you think, this is what I can change, this is what I can do, this is what I will do. And keep your mind off the stuff that you can't change. It's not going to take you to a positive, uplifting place. And it's certainly not going to help you attract miracles. Well, if you really, I mean really, want to see and feel and experience a miracle, then you need to be willing to take calculated risks. You need to be willing to open yourself up to risks that they're just going to happen, and you've got to take them. You've got to be willing to trust yourself, your instincts. I know some of you have told me, I don't trust myself anymore. Well, that's because you've got all kinds of negative thoughts and fears and doubts clogging your miracle pipeline. Okay? You have to be willing to take calculated risks. Well, I want you to claim your miracle. But miracles are about the present, and they're about the future. They're not about the past. So, from this moment on, you're not going to dwell on the past. Oh, yes, it's good to go down memory lane, to remember some special moments in your life, and to be grateful for those moments. But then bring that gratitude all the way back up here into the future. You know, what good is a miracle if you keep making the same mistake over and over and over again? I mean, seriously, you know the old story of the guy who was drowning? Somebody threw him a life buoy, and he says, no, I'm waiting for God to rescue me. And then the helicopter came, I'm waiting for God to rescue me. Finally, he drowns and goes to heaven. He says, God, why didn't you rescue me? And he says, well, I sent you a life raft, and I sent you a helicopter. You know, we've got to give up these same mistakes and these limiting views. The universe, the spirit, is going to show itself in many different ways in your life. It's happening right now. Say it with me right now. It is happening right now. Well, look, you've set goals. You've set intentions. You have a direction planned out for your life, but then, bam. You get slapped in the face. Apparent failure. You know, on this podcast, we don't really use that word. We use the word feedback, but we'll use it so you understand what I'm talking about. Apparent failure, like Thomas Edison inventing the light bulb. Failed, what, 8,000-10,000 times before he got it right. And look, you're going to have those moments when things don't work. Sometimes, you know, sometimes, I hate to sound Italian now, but sometimes it's like throwing spaghetti at the wall. You just have to see what sticks, and you got to throw a lot of it. And most of it will not stick. Most of it will not work. That's okay. Babe Ruth struck out, or grounded out, or went out 7 out of every 10 times at bat. He failed 7 out of 10 times. And yet, arguably, the greatest home run hitter of all times. Well, if you're willing to challenge yourself by eliminating some of these attributes and traits in your personality, you're opening yourself wide up for a huge miracle. Now, I know I can hear somebody out there saying, well, I got to see the miracle first, and then I'll change. Doesn't work that way. It does not work that way. Okay? You have to be willing to make the change, to make the shift, and then you'll receive the miracle. I want you to claim your miracle by visiting us at lawofattractionsolutions.com and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. I believe it's time for a miracle in your life. I believe your career is ready to skyrocket. I believe you're ready to have your soulmate in your life. I believe you're ready to save your marriage. I believe you're ready to get over that nagging health issue. I believe you're ready to advance your career. It is time for you to claim that miracle in your life. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Hey, by the way, if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, and I know many of you have, do me a favor, please. Go to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating with a nice little blurb there. We'd appreciate it. We thank you so much for it. It helps us reach more people with a positive, uplifting message. We'll see you on the flip side tomorrow. Have a great day now, because you deserve it. Bye-bye.